Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the last weekend in October. We've got some Halloween action. One of the great traditions at Northeast Delta Dental is we do a Halloween parade. We don't have that many employees on campus, so we did it virtually this year, but it's always a great tradition. And, of course, as you get towards the end of October, while the Red Sox have had a good playoff run, it also means that we're planning for the Granite State baseball dinner. So this week, joining me is the president and general manager of the Fisher Cats, New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshaw. Thank you for joining me, Mike, October 30th and 31st. Hopefully I'm not disturbing any Halloween party, any other Fisher Cats planning, or any football games. But how are you doing this weekend, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me, Tom. In fact, actually, this Saturday, the 30th, we have our annual trick-or-treat at the ballpark from 1:30 to 3:30.
Wow. Let's,
so if there's anyone that catches it in time, come on down to Delta Dental Stadium.
Oh, wow. So let's pause there for a minute, because this runs at 9 o'clock, so people can get down there. So is it, you get down there, you buy a ticket, or how does that all work?
No, it's a free community event. We started this in 2019, and we just have different partners and vendors show up and set up tables and bring candy, and we invite the community out at Delta Dental Stadium to do trick-or-treating. And it's primarily set up, there's some areas, you know, throughout the city that maybe it's not as safe on Halloween night to go trick-or-treating, so we want to provide these families and these children an opportunity to trick-or-treat in a safe environment.
Wow. You might see me, Ellen, and our granddaughter, Havana, down there. She has two costumes. She has one where she's a pig and one where she's a cow, and she wants me to dress up like a farmer. So if you see a farmer with bib overalls and a pig next to him, Mike, that might be me.
I can't wait.
Although she said she couldn't make up her mind, so I think when we actually trick-or-treat through our hometown, I think we're going to have to break at halftime and switch out from the pig to the cow. But in any event, so that's Saturday, October 30th. Thank you for reminding me of that. So let's, before we get into the 2021 Granite State baseball dinner, let's talk a little bit more about this season. As you know, because I was there at a lot of games this year, I had a rejuvenated, I can't really describe it, but I had an energized year going to the ballpark, seeing people, seeing you know, the stands full, seeing some great baseball, knowing that the Toronto Blue Jays team that almost made the playoffs, that you know, their key players were just literally, you know, in Manchester back in 2019, and now they're leading the major league team. So it just, I don't know, Mike, it just had a good feel this year. So I'm sure it was a lot of work on your part, but take us through the season. And, you know, once you established that there would be a season and it would start later and end later, tell us kind of how it all transpired this year, and then we'll get into the baseball dinner.
Yeah, 2021 definitely had its challenges, as it did for everybody. You know, and finding, you know, normally we would have our schedule almost July or August of the year prior, and we didn't actually receive our schedule until February. And a couple factors, obviously, with the COVID protocols through MLB, but also the new PDL agreement between Major League Baseball and the PDL clubs. So we had to essentially try to get the ballpark, we had to get the ballpark ready in 80 days, where normally we have a lot more time to plan and get everything situated. Fortunately for us, going into 2020, you know, we had a jam-packed promotion schedule. So we were able to just, you know, fill the gaps and holes of you know, where we had games to be able to provide the fun, affordable family entertainment for our guests. So it was, you know, we started out the year, you know, any baseball was a lot better than 2020. You know, having fans, you know, being there for opening day on May 11th, you know, was definitely emotional, given that we had gone, you know, 620 days, I believe it was, without baseball at Delta Dental Stadium. Now, in hindsight, 2019 or 2020, we were able to actually pull off events in the absence of baseball that we've been able to carry into 2021. So that's the silver lining. We were able to reinvent ourselves like many other companies and organizations had to do, and we were able to carry those into the 2021 season. So heading into May, we were about 50% capacity, and then we that basically the capacity restriction and the mask mandate through MLB was lifted that first homestand. So then beginning June 1st, we were able to open up at 100% capacity throughout September. So it really was, it was great to hear the crack of the bat, hear the fans. I can remember the first 2 months just hearing the fans roar when, you know, there was a great play made or a home run. It gave you goosebumps because you don't realize, you know, how much it means to you until it's not there anymore.
Absolutely. So and I think goosebumps is a good way of describing it. And also seeing people. I mean, I saw Art, obviously saw you, but I had seen you at last year's hybrid Granite State baseball dinner. But it was just great seeing people in general, but also, you know, if you will, the smell of baseball was great. And then, as you said, I just want to give you a big shout-out the way you reinvented yourself, because in 2020, when there was no baseball, at least at the minor league level, you started to do concerts, high school graduations, other things to, you know, make the business model somewhat palatable to ownership. And we were glad to be a part of that. I think just seeing, you know, all the graduations, so you were able to continue that. And then it was like, oh, my God, it's obvious. This is a great venue for high school graduations. You know, why wouldn't you continue it, you know?
Yeah, right. And this, the significance of crossing home plate for the next chapter of your life, I think that's very appealing to a lot of the schools that we've partnered with for graduations here in 2021.
So it was a great season. Of course, the in-between innings, you brought back the sumo wrestlers, you know, that bang into each other, and it was just, and of course the Atlas fireworks. Anyway, I had a great time at the ballpark. Our granddaughter had a great time at the ballpark. I threw out a couple first pitches from the rubber, so it was just a great season. So I just want to congratulate you, and of course your work never ends though, because coming up in November we have the 2021 Granite State baseball dinner. And before we go into that, I do want to congratulate you and Tylo last year, because we did, meaning you guys, pulled off a baseball dinner last year held in Derry, and some of us were there live, but for the most part it was Tyler and the TV camera, and the significant guests were all, zoomed in. But it worked like a charm, and it was just great to kind of, you know, keep it, you know, moving forward safely. And I think it really has sort of catapulted it and created a foundation for 2021. So I congratulate you and Tyler for, you know, pulling it off for 2020.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. And behind the scenes, you know, I'd be remiss if I did not say Stephanie, really pulling that stuff together and driving that. You know, Tyler did a fantastic job. You know, we knew what the script was. There were a lot of things that took place during that event on the Zoom call that were not scripted, but you would never know that from watching it, just from his professionalism and how he handled it. But
yeah,
it was really great.
He's going to be the next Joe Castiglione, I think. And you're talking, of course, about Stephanie Fournier, who, in addition to being behind the scenes, you know, on that last year, of course, works with the steering committee. You know, Mike and others and I meet every couple of weeks, you know, doing, you know, planning the sponsorships, but the whole orchestration. Plus, another shout out to the Fisher Cats. The arthritis Jingle Bell run last November, it was the only in-person Jingle Bell 5K run in the entire United States. And since then, we've had, you know, we've had the equivalent of the walk. We're going to do another Jingle Bell run this year at Delta Dental Stadium on December 5th. And of course, on several Thursdays nights during the year, there's also been racing there as well. So I'm excited. You can hear it in my voice that we're talking. But now we got to get to 2021 Granite State Baseball Dinner. So let's start with the basics, the date, how to get tickets. Of course, as a reminder to folks, this raises money. It's great for baseball fanatics like me, and we'll say why in a minute. But also it raises money for Chad and the Fisher Cats Foundation. So it's all for a good cause. I think we're closing in on $2 million being donated to Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. So we'll get into that. But tell us again the date and how people can buy tickets.
So it's Saturday, November 20th. You can purchase tickets at nhfishercats.com. You go right on our website. You'll see the page the link to be able to click to purchase tickets. Tickets are $80, and that gives you the autograph session. You have the meal that is included, and then there's a storytelling type of theme, which we'll get into shortly. But it's being held at the DoubleTree Manchester downtown, which is where we've had it for many, many years. They've been great partners in working with us, and I can't tell you how excited, Tom, we are to be able to have this in person yet again.
And it's safe. I've actually been to a few other events at the DoubleTree. It works quite nicely. And this year's theme, and this is really from my generation, is the 1975 Red Sox Reds World Series. I was a freshman or sophomore in college at that point, and some of my roommates were from Cincinnati, so we watched all seven games of that series that has the famous Game 6 where Carlton Fisk hit the home run to end the games, not dissimilar to this year's Red Sox catcher ending a game. The only problem was we end up losing Game 7, but it was considered an iconic World Series. And you've been able to get some celebrities related to that, including Pete Rose. So let's start with naming the celebrity guest list, and then after commercial break, we'll get into more details.
Perfect. So we have Pete Rose as a headliner. As we all know, he is the all-time MLB hits leader. And shout out and thanks to the Ted Williams Foundation for working with us to get this year's guest list. We have Louis Tiant coming. We have Bernie Carbo, Rico Petrocelli, Dick Drago, and we have just added Rich Gedman as well.
Wow, incredible. So we'll get into that more detail. And of course, Louis Tiant and Rico have come to other baseball dinners. Great people. I actually had Rico as a celebrity golfer at our golf event. So we'll get into that after commercial break. So everybody, please stay tuned for more of Mike Ramshaw, president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats in the 2021 Granite State Baseball Dinner. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, the last weekend in October. And this weekend joining me, very busy guy, but he's spending some time with little old me this weekend, is Mike Ramshaw, who is the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And we're talking about the 2021 Granite State Baseball Dinner, which will be in person Saturday, November 20th. At the DoubleTree Hotel. And so, Mike, once again, tell people how to get their tickets, and then we'll get back into the specifics of the dinner.
So you can visit nhfishercats.com and click on the link on our website, and it'll give you information if you'd like to reserve seats. They're $80 per ticket, or if you'd like to become a sponsor and support two great organizations with Children's Hospital at Dartmouth or the Fisher Cats Foundation, we would love the support.
Perfect. So, as we mentioned, last year's was a hybrid, mostly virtual, and you were starting to tell a little story about Tyler and how he kind of, I know people use the word pivot too much, but in the sort of the Zoom type virtual environment, we had Dennis Oilcan Boyd, and we're interviewing him, and next thing you know, there was like a family conversation that he was having, and so Tyler was remarkable in how he kind of pivoted on that, and it all came out naturally, and so it was fun kind of observing the dairy organization and how they orchestrated this virtual event. Mike was kind enough to invite me and my wife Ellen and a few others to sort of watch this behind the scenes. But this year it's right there in person, at the DoubleTree. And so tell us a little bit of the history. I think you're pretty close now to $2 million having been donated to CHAD, or Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and, of course, the Fisher Cats Foundation that really lends itself to education scholarships, and before that also helping out with the the Ted Williams Museum, and that's important because some of the folks at the Ted Williams Museum are helpful in getting, you know, some of these celebrities. So take us back a little bit with the history, and then we'll get into this year's.
Sounds great, Tom. So we've actually held this event and brought this event back in 2007. So this is a long-standing dinner. In fact, in my office, I have a autographed copy of the 19th annual Manchester Baseball Dinner that was February 15th, 1967. And some of the names you have on is Boog Powell, Kurt Belfari, Mo Drabowski, Nick Eddy, Bubba Smith, Tony Conguigliaro, Bill Mambuquet, and to name a few.
Wow.
This has been something that's been going on for quite some time, and it's really an important event for us as it supports the two great organizations. You know, we've had the likes of, you know, Chris Carpenter has always been a huge supporter for us. We've had Wade Boggs, Jackie Bradley Jr., Johnny Pesky, Tony Perez, just to name a few. You know, we've had a lot of, you know, celebrities come up to support this event over the years, which in turn has, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we've been able, we're almost at $2 million being donated back to the two organizations. And you know, a big part of this, and we can't really do this without the folks over at the Ted Williams Foundation in helping us secure these celebrities and showing the importance of how it goes, you know, the money goes back to the kids here in the state of New Hampshire. So it's a great event. You know, when you actually come to the event, what I love the most about it is the wide variety of individuals and people that you see attend the event. You have anywhere from someone just, you know, dressed down in normal casual street clothes to shirt and tie. It really, and it's from 8 years old to 78, 80 years old. You know, there really is the wide range of audience that comes out and supports this event year over year.
I think it's a great way of describing it. And I sometimes get this question, you know, will everybody get autographs? Yes. I mean, sometimes there can be lines, of course, but they move. And trust me, no one's ever been denied an autograph. If you get in the line, you'll get the autograph. There's a lot of communication in terms of when to get in lines and, you know, when things may be closing out. There's also a really cool auction there. Again, all the funds going to Chad, and we have an electric toothbrush here, which surprisingly is a big a big hitter there for some reason. Brush and floss,
right? Right? Yes,
right. And Pete Rose, I know, is going to pre-sign a lot of things, so he's definitely going to be there. And as Mike mentioned, he is the all-time leader in base hits in Major League Baseball, passing Ty Cobb. And of course, he's a little controversial, but those things can happen. And the fact that we have the whole some of the key crew members, if you will, from that World Series, including Louie. And the one thing that when I see Louie every year, one of the things that I remind him of is in that 1975 World Series, he pitched a complete game, Mike. You know how they pretty much nowadays starting pitchers go like six innings and 100 pitches?
Yeah.
Well, Louie pitched all nine innings and like literally like 165 pitches just to, you know, get out of I think it was game four, and you know, to tie up the series, you know, 2-2. So he was pretty amazing. And then of course you mentioned you know, Bernie Carbo. Without Bernie Carbo, there is no Carlton Fisk, because Bernie Carbo hit the tying three-run home run so that we could get into the tie ball game, and then Fisk hit the home run in the bottom of the ninth or tenth. So I think it's great that you. I don't know how you got all these people. It's going to be great. So how will the people have access to these folks for the autographs, and then you'll kind of set up like a conversation with them?
Yeah, so the way that the format of the event is we do an autograph session for 2 hours where that way it gives the opportunity for our guests to get those autographs throughout the evening. And then we'll sit down and we'll have a dinner, a short, real quick video just kind of talking about Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. And something that we changed a couple of years ago is creating more of a storytelling type theme to the event. The easiest way to describe it, it's like the Tonight Show, where you're up there and there's the MC will be up on the field, on the dais, and we'll have some couches up there, and they literally just pass the microphone back and forth and talk about what it was like, during those games in that period of time. And it's often some of the things that get thrown out there are quite entertaining, and just to hear the behind the scenes from the players themselves.
Absolutely. You know, and when I've chatted with some of the baseball players from the 70s and 80s, I mean, these are like old school players, you know, like that, you know, pitchers pitched nine innings, you know, and relief pitchers just didn't come in for the ninth inning to get a save. They were coming in at the seventh inning and pitching 2 1/3 inning to get a save. So they love when you have those types of conversation. And of course, they're all getting up there in years, and they're glad to be alive and well. So they whether they were fierce competitors or friends, they all sort of come together. So tell us how, like, if you're bidding on stuff, how that whole process works.
So one thing that we learned in 2020 was the virtual piece. So we will have, there'll be two pieces. There'll be the memorabilia that's signed and autographed in the frame memorabilia that we get with the Ted Williams Foundation. That will be live, live silent auction. All the other items that'll be up for silent auction will be available through an online app that when folks arrive to the baseball dinner, they'll be able to download the app or access the website and put their bids in. And what's nice about that is you can still stay at the table. It'll alert you when you're bid or when you're outbid, or you can put a max bid in there. So it's kind of a hybrid of the what we used to do to what we're doing now. So it's really trying to make it more convenient and efficient for the guests.
Great. Another example of how something that was forced on us because of the pandemic is actually turning into a great opportunity to raise even more funds for Chad.
Right.
Awesome. So as you think about the baseball dinner, and as you say, you've rejuvenated, that is, the Fisher Cats organization since 2007. When I was a little kid, the then-called New Hampshire baseball dinner, which you alluded to, you know, Tony C. and so forth that went to the 67, the New Hampshire baseball dinner was actually viewed as one of the top-of-the-line baseball dinners in the country. So obviously it had stopped for a while, and so when you rejuvenated it back in 2007, did you envision that, you know, here we are, you know, 14 years later, and it's like thriving and having raised, you know, $2 million for such a great cause, you know, Chad?
I don't know that you could realize, but you would hope, right? Everyone would hope that it continues, but I think staying fresh and having different names every year. Obviously, you have the staples that are always here supporting the fan favorites, but bringing in some of those headliners like Wade Boggs, Pete Rose, you know, that continues to drive people back to this event to support, the great organization. So
awesome. And, of course, you've had Denny McClain, you know, the last 30-game winner. And then people like Dick Drago, who you mentioned, was a really significant, you know, relief pitcher for that 1975, you know, Red Sox team. So there are, maybe most fans don't remember Dick Drago, but I remember he was key, along with Jim Willoughby, in terms of closing out games in 1975. And in those days, as mentioned earlier, relief pitchers didn't just go one inning. And it wasn't the emphasis on stats, you know, the way it is now. So again, this raises money for Chad. Most people know that Children's Hospital at Dartmouth Hitchcock. Tell us a little bit about the Fisher Cats Foundation and scholarships, and how the dollars are used there as well.
Certainly, Tom. So the Fisher Cats Foundation, exactly what you just said. You know, really goes supporting college-bound high school athletes, and every year we hand out 12 scholarships, 2 to Massachusetts, 10 to New Hampshire high school seniors, on a criteria of being involved, you know, having good grades, being involved in the community, and their and how they're involved in the sports community as well. And it really is, it's something that you know, we take a lot of pride in, and even being able to continue to do it as we did last year, you know, during a pandemic, it's something that's important to us. Because we know the need was greater than ever.
Absolutely.
You know, to be able to have that and to continue to do it.
And you should be proud. I mean, education is the key to life. You've your reading program, the scholarship program, the Delta Dental earning tickets through brushing and flossing campaign has really elevated oral health. So it's great partnering with the Fisher Cats. Another thing we partnership is, and we'll announce the name on the night of November 20th, but Delta Dental gives out the Golden Tooth Award, which is for a player that's not only a good player on the field, but is sensitive to community outreach off the field. So we'll announce that as well on Saturday, November 20th. Once again, Mike, give us your website and the date.
nhfishercats.com, right on the front page of the website, and the date would be Saturday, November 20th, beginning at 5 p.m.
And it's in person. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. It'll be a great night. Mike Ramshaw, thank you for your leadership, not only for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, but for the community. Appreciate your time this weekend.
Appreciate you, Tom. Thank you.
Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.